Sure.
Right.
I enjoyed my university days, but it's a different system, right? Most people have to pay some or all their tuition by themselves.
Yeah, again, we're talking about North
American,
America.
yeah, North America. I don't know about Canada, but
Well, Canada's biggest difference with America is the cost of university. Just to refresh myself with this, I went to the University of Toronto. I'm sorry, I went to the University of Toronto, and I went to Simon Fraser University's websites. And Simon Fraser University has a very handy sort of rough guide to tuition fees and costs. And if you're a Canadian resident, so properly in the country, you're an immigrant or you're a citizen, and you live in town, so you're going to be living with your parents, tuition and books will cost you this much. And it's something ridiculous. It's something like only $2,000 a year, a semester, sorry, a semester. The $4,000, that's only like $16,000.
So
It's a
almost
pittance compared to America.
right. So almost the same as University of Kyushu, or a
Is
little,
it that? Is it that?
maybe a little less,
I would say less,
less.
right?
But American universities will be 4, 5, 10, 20 times more.
What do you, was it like that for you in America?
No, I was lucky because I went in the 90s, and it was a little more reasonable back then.
What happened? Like this whole art, this the whole thing about tuition fees became such a problem. Only what? I guess at the turn of the decade, like 2010, 2005 till now. What happened?
What happened?
Because I don't know. I'm in the middle of the issue. It's a horrible issue, the debt load that students have right now. But when did this begin? If it wasn't the 90s, do you know when?
No, that's a good question. I think there are a lot of things. I think banks, financial aid, it's like a space race, right? A loan race. It became profitable to give loans to students.
But at the same time, tuition went literally, well, not literally, sorry, virtually skyrocketing. You were quite right. You were saying 4 times, 10 times more than Canada. And you're not going to get 10 times, sorry to say, you're not going to get 10 times better the education. Harvard isn't that much better than University of Toronto.
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. Just
It's
Well, people know what they think. They assume that if you get a college education, you're gonna be more successful, you're gonna get a better job, better pay. So people just buy into that system, and
I would
so
still agree that generally, yes, you're better off getting a university degree.
But now, if tuition is that high and you graduate with a huge debt, you get a good job, but you got to keep paying that debt off.
It's ridiculous. Some kids are leaving university and they're literally $100,000 in debt. Some people don't save that much money over a lifetime.